السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this person sent me all this question and I'm going to give you my answer. My answer is very simple. What I am living for? Is my living to accumulate more sins or more good? If my life to accumulate more good, is my life is better for me? If is my life is more accumulating sins, is worse for me. And now if you ask me, look at yourself, or I look at myself and all the surrounding. We do not understand is either we affect the environment or the environment affecting us. And lately, I'm watching myself. I'm getting too weak to the point people affecting me. And I'm wasting a lot of time. You remember Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he said? Two gifts Allah give you. Health and time. One imam, he said, one of the most valuable thing people forget is time. Because this time, either you remember Allah, you do good deed, you engage in learning and teaching any goodness, or you waste it. What it mean you waste it? It will be against you. Now, if my time, the one I wasted, is more than my goodness, what I'm living for? What's the purpose of living? If I cannot affect the environment around me, what I'm living for? If I allow different situation to get me to the point, distract me from my goal, and we're wasting a lot of time. Tell me, if you have company around you, make you wasting your time, is not a fitna for you? If you're wasting some people's time, or you're helping others to waste their time, is this not a fitna? Read the early people and the companion. How did he run away to be with Allah? And today, how they accompany each other to remember Allah, remember Akhirah, to do good deed. And today, how many of us, even family, relative, call it friend, whatever, we love to destroy our time. Imagine, I'm using certain word, because I know what it means. We love to destroy our time. And not only that, and we love to destroy the most blessing time of other two. Like Friday, the night of Thursday. You see, we have beautiful time, very precious. We should engage in dhikrullah, remember Allah, reading Quran, remember Akhirah, doing good deed. And how many of us bickering over a situation over and over again, over and over again? And in the meantime, we forget what are we living for? What the purpose of life? Tell me. Tell me. Yes, my sins is too high. Yes, my good deed is not enough. But if I'm living to accumulate more fitna and more waste, what I'm living for? This what I feel. And this what I did, what I did. And I'm doing it because I'm so scared for myself. It's up to you. It's up to every one of you. I'm sharing with you what I feel and I mean it. I really mean it. And I'm begging Allah for it late day and night. Because a lot of you do not understand. If you allow yourself to waste your time and do not remember Allah, and the journey of Iman is that strong, and you're not engaged really in goodness, tell me, what we're living for? What we're living for? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save me and give me good ending. This is all I want. I want a good ending. And I beg Allah for good ending. But I cannot beg Allah for good ending and keep wasting my time. I'm in fitna. I believe it without no doubt. I'm in deep fitna. I'm in deep fitna. I'm losing the most precious time of my life. There's a fitna. And I acknowledge it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save me and give me a good ending. I'm not going to make dua for you, I make dua for myself. And it's up to each one of you to think what I'm living for and how I'm affecting myself and affecting the environment of others. What I'm talking about, what I'm thinking about it, what I want, what I demand in my heart. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.